Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, and Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana for 17 years. Vayechi Yemei Yaakov, and the days of Yaakov were Shnei Chayov, the years of his life, Sheva Shonim Va'arboim Uma'ah Shana, 147 years. Yaakov lived for a total of 147 years. Rashi is Medayik, that if one looks in a Sefer Torah, he will not find any space between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi. Typically, the space between two Parshios is 9 letters. There is a 9-letter space, a distance of empty space between two Parshios. But we do not find this space between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi. That's why Rashi asks, Lama Parsha Zusasuma? Why is this Parsha closed in without the space between the two Parshios? Rashi offers two terutzim. First of all, he says that in this week's parsha we find that Yaakov Avinu dies. And when Yaakov died, Nistabu Einehem V'libam Shel Yisrael Mitzaras HaShibud, the eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisrael were closed in because of the Tzaras HaShibud, the suffering of the enslavement, She'eschilu L'shabdam, the Mitzrayim started in a way to be Meshabed and to work with Klal Yisrael. And since this started when Yaakov died, and in this parsha Yaakov Avinu dies, therefore the beginning of the parsha is closed in to hint to the fact that Nistamu Einehem V'libam Shel Yisrael. Rashi gives a second shot that since before Yaakov died, he wanted to be Megale Es HaKeis, to tell his children when Mashiach would come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to be Megale Es HaKeitz. V'nistam Heimenu. It was closed in from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to forget the Keitz. Therefore, the beginning of Parshas Vayechi is Nistam. It's a Parshas Suma. The Torah does not leave a space to allude to the fact that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megale Es HaKeitz V'nistam Mimenu. We also have to understand, why was it necessary for the pasuk over here to tell us that Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years? We learned earlier that Yaakov came to Mitzrayim when he was 130 years old, like the pasuk says in Parshas Vayigash. And we see over here that Yaakov died at the age of 147 in the land of Mitzrayim. So obviously, if he came at the age of 130 and died at the age of 147, he obviously was in Mitzrayim for 17 years. Why does the pasuk have to tell us Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shva esrei shana? The Asakeinu Mibalei HaTosfos answers, it is to show us the midah keneged midah. Because Yaakov supported and fed his son Yosef for the first 17 years of Yosef's life before he was sold. Midah keneged midah. Yosef now fed his father for the last 17 years of Yaakov's life. Because Yaakov was in Mitzrayim for 17 years, and during those 17 years, Yosef supported and fed Yaakov. Midah keneged midah. We have to also understand the lashon of the pasuk over here, Vayehi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayav, and it was the days of Yaakov, the years of his life. The pasuk could have said this in a much better way. Vayehi Yemei Shnei Chaye Yaakov, and the days of the years of the life of Yaakov, instead of saying Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayav. Ayin Benitziv in his Sefer Hemek Davar, who discusses this diuk. And we must also understand why by the years of Yaakov does the pasuk count the years backwards by saying 7 years, 40 years, and 100 years instead of saying 147 years. If you look, by the death of Avram, the pasuk says 175 years, and by the death of Yitzchak, it says 180 years. So why doesn't it say by Yaakov 147 years? The Baal HaTurim answers that the pasuk first counts the lesser amount of years, the smaller number, in order to tell you that Yaakov's years were not as many as his father Yitzchak, or like his grandfather Avram, but rather were few, viroyim, and bad. That is why the Torah starts off with the smaller number and works its way up to the larger number. And the pasuk continues, Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lamos, and the days of Yaakov came close to die. Rashi is medayik. Why does the pasuk say Vayikruvu Yemei? The days of Yaakov came close to dying. A person dies in one day, not in many days. So why does the pasuk use a lashon rabin, Vayikruvu Yemei? Also, the Torah should have said Vayikrav Yisrael Lamos. Yaakov came close to dying. Why, in general, does it say a lashon of vayikruvu yemei, referring to the days. Therefore Rashi says, vayikruvu yemei means that Yaakov did not live as long as his father Yitzchak. Vayikruvu yemei, his days came close. His days were cut off and shortened because he did not live as long as Yitzchak. Yitzchak lived 180 years and Yaakov lived 147 years. And we find the same thing by David HaMelech, who did not live as long as his father Yishai. Yishai lived 400 years. David HaMelech lived only 70 years. Over there also a lashon of kreva lamus is stated. Vayikra, and Yaakov called Livnoi to his son who had the capability of doing something, Liyosef to Yosef. Vayomerloi, and he said to him, Imno matzasi chen beinecho, if please I find favor in your eyes, Simno yodcho tachas yurechi, please place your hand under my thigh. We said earlier in Parshas Chayisara that one who wants to swear should take in his hand a chefet shal mitzvah. Here too, just like by Avram, Yaakov told Yosef, Simno yodcha tachas yurechi, place your hand under my thigh and take as the chefet shal mitzvah, my bris milah, to swear upon it. Vasiso imadi chesed ve'emes, and you shall do with me a chesed shal emes. A chesed that one does with a dead person is considered a chesed shal emes, a kindness that is truthful because he does not expect reciprocation from the dead. Al nosik bereini b'Mitzrayim, the favor I am asking you is, please do not bury me in Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down three reasons why Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. First of all, he did not want the kinim, by the makos, the lice, to creep under his body. Secondly, one who is buried in Chutzlaretz, when the time of Techiyas HaMesim comes, he must travel through underground caves in order to reach Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov did not want to go through these Gilgul Mechilois, rolling through caves at the time of Techiyas HaMesim, therefore he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And third of all, he was afraid that the Mitzrayim would make him into a god. Since when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the hunger stopped. Yaakov was afraid that the Mitzrayim might make him into a god, and therefore he did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. V'shachafti ma'voisai, because my end will be that I will lie with my fathers, which means I will die. Unisosani mi'Mitzrayim, I am asking you to carry me from Mitzrayim. Ukivartani, and bury me bikvurasam, in their burial place, in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. V'yoymar, and Yosef said, Anoichi eseh chidvarecha, I will do chidvarecha like your word. I will do what you are asking from me, and I will bury you in the land of Canaan. Yonasan ben Uziel is medayik that we do not find in the pasuk that Yosef was oiches, that he held on to the milah of Yaakov. All the pasuk says is Anoichi eseh chidvarecha, without taking the milah of Yaakov. Yonasan ben Uziel said that although Eliezer swore with the milah of Avram, that was because Eliezer was not related to Avram. But over here, Yosef did not want to be oiches b'milosoi shel Yaakov. He did not want to hold on to the milah of his father Yaakov. Therefore, he only said anoichi eseh chidvarecho without taking the milah in his hand. Dasakeinu mibali haTosfos learns a little bit differently in the words anoichi eseh chidvarecho. Yosef said, just like you are telling me to bury you in the land of Canaan, Anoichi I, Esech Itvarecha, I will do like your words, and I will also tell my children and my brothers to bury me in the land of Canaan. I will tell them when I die that when you go out of Mitzrayim, you shall take my bones with you and take it out of Mitzrayim and bury it in the land of Canaan, just like my father Yaakov has asked from me. Anoichi, I Yosef, Eseh will do chidvarecho like your words, Yaakov. Just like you are commanding me to bury you in Eretz Yisrael, I will command my children to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Hishavali, swear to me. Vayishavaloi, and Yosef swore to Yaakov. The Mepharshim discuss, why did Yaakov need a shvuah from Yosef? Did Yaakov not believe Yosef that he had to make him swear? Kliyakar learns, if we look further on in the parsha, in Perek Nun, Pasuk Vav, when Paroi allowed Yosef to go bury Yaakov in the land of Canaan, Paroi said, Vayomer Paroi, Alei ukvar es avicha ka'asher hishbiecho, go and bury your father, just like you swore to him. And Rashi says, Vim loy bishvil hashvua, loy hayisi manichecho, were it not for the shvuah, I would have not let you bury your father in Canaan. Aval Yori Loimar, Paru was afraid to say Avor HaLashvua, transgress the Shvua. Shelo Yoimar, in order that Yosef should not say to Paru, Imkein Ever HaLashvua Shenishbati Lach, I will transgress the Shvua that I swore to you. Shelo Egale HaLashon HaKodesh, that I will not reveal to anybody concerning the language of Lashon HaKodesh, Shani Makir, that I understand Oidev al Shivim Lashon, more than the 70 languages, Ba'ato Ein Chomakir, but you do not understand it. Like the Gemara says in Masechta Sota. So we see that the only reason why Pare allowed Yosef to go to the land of Canaan was because he did not want Yosef to break the Shvua that he swore to Yaakov, in order that Yosef would not break the Shvua that he made to Pare. And that is why Yaakov over here asked Yosef to make a Shvua, because Yaakov saw through Ruach HaKodesh that the only way that Paroi would allow Yosef to leave Canaan and bury Yaakov would only be because of the Shvua. Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh HaMito. Rashi brings down two pshatim in these words. One pshat is Vayishtachu Yisrael, and Yaakov bowed down to Yosef, because Tala Ve'idna Sagadle, a fox in the time that you need him, you bow down to him. And since Yaakov needed Yosef to bury him in the land of Canaan, therefore Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. But since Yosef was his son, he did not want to bow down directly to his son. He therefore turned toward the Shekhinah, Al Rosh HaMita, which was at the top, at the head of his bed, because the Shekhinah is always on top of the head of a chole. Since Yaakov was sick, therefore the Shekhinah was Lamala Mirashoisov, and Yaakov turned toward the Shekhinah. So again, according to this pshat, Vayishtachu Yisrael, Yaakov bowed down to Yosef, and the direction that he bowed down to was Al Rosh HaMita, towards the Shekhinah, which was at the top of his bed. Rashi's second pshat is Vayishtachu Yisrael, Yaakov bowed down to Hashem. Why did he bow down to Hashem? Al Rosh HaMita, because of the completeness of his bed. All his shvatim, all his children, were all tzaddikim. Even Yosef, who was a king and was captured Beno Umois, between the Goyim, he was also Eimed B'tzidkai. He still remained a tzaddik and did not go off the Derech HaYosha, the correct path. Vayishtachu Yisrael, Yaakov bowed down to Hashem because Rosh HaMita, his bed, was complete. And it was after these events, after Yosef swore to Yaakov, and he said to Yosef, Hine avicha chole, behold, your father is sick. Who said to Yosef? Rashi brings down two pshatim. Either it means echad min hamagidim, one of the messengers, and the pasuk does not say who it was, or it was Ephraim. Since Ephraim used to learn Torah by Yaakov, when Yaakov became sick, Ephraim went to Yosef and said, Vayomer li Yosef, Ephraim said to Yosef, Hine avicha chole, behold, your father is sick. Vayikach eshnei vanav imoy. And Yosef took his two sons with him, Es Menashe, Ves Ephraim, Menashe and Ephraim, in order to get a bracha from Yaakov before he dies. Vayaged li Yaakov, and he told Yaakov, Vayomer, and he said, Hine bincha Yosef boi lecho, behold, your son Yosef has come to you. Over here also, Rashi is bothered, who told Yaakov? Vayagid li Yaakov, who told Yaakov? And Rashi says, Hamagid li Yaakov, the Magid, the messenger told Yaakov. Over here Rashi does not bring down the second shot, that it was Ephraim who told Yaakov. Maskal David explains, because if you look at the words of this messenger, it proves that it cannot be Ephraim. Because the messenger said, Hine bincha Yosef bo'elecho, behold, your son Yosef has come to you. If this was Ephraim, he would have never called his father by his first name. He would have never said, Hine bincha Yosef, but rather, Hine avi bo'elecho, behold, my father has come to you. Elamai, since the pasuk says bincha Yosef, it cannot be Ephraim, but rather, Echad min hamagidim, it was one of the messengers. Vayishchazek Yisrael, and Yaakov strengthened himself, Vayeshev al hamita, and he sat down on the bed. Rashi explains the reason why he was mischazeg is because cholkin kavod l'malchus. One has to give honor to a king, even if the king might be one's son. Earlier, when the pasuk says Vayishtachu Yisrael, that Yaakov bowed down to Yosef, that was because of Tala be'idnei sagadle, that when one needs a fox, you will even bow down to a fox. Over there, Yaakov needed Yosef to bury him in the land of Canaan. So that's why Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. But over here, it was Yosef who needed Yaakov to bench him. So why did Yaakov strengthen himself to sit up on the bed? It must be because Cholkin covered Lamalchus, one has to give cover to a king. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, and Yaakov said to Yosef, Kel Shakai, Hashem, whose name is Kel Shakai, he appeared to me with the name of Kel Shakai in Parshas Vayishlach. Nir Elai Beluz appeared to me in the city of Luz, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan, Vayavarechoisi, and he benched me. This took place when Yaakov was returning from Lavan's house and came to Beis Kel. Over there Hashem said, Vayomer Elai, he said to me, Hinani Mafrich over here b'sicho. Behold, I will multiply you and make you fruitful. Unisaticho lekal amim. And I will make you into a kahal en amim. Which means another kahal en amim will come out from you. Although Yaakov did not have any more shvatim, any more children, it means that one of your shvatim will divide into two shvatim. And this division, Yaakov says, that I will give to you Yosef. And Hashem also said, V'nosati es ha'oretz hazois, I will give this land, lezaracho acharecho, to your children after you, achuzas olam, for an eternal holding. V'ato enau, shnei v'onecha hanoylodim l'cho v'eretz Mitzrayim. These two children that were born to you in the land of Mitzrayim, ad boye lecha Mitzrayimo, before I came to you to Mitzrayim, that were born from the time that you left me until the time that I came to you. Lihem, they are mine. They will be in the minyan hashvatim. Ephraim u'Menashe kiruvim v'shimon yuli. Ephraim and Menashe will be a shevet just like Ruvain and Shimon. U'meiladetecha asher heiladeto achareihem lecha yiyu. If you will have any more children after them, lecha yiyu, they will be yours. They will be included in the shevet of Ephraim and Menashe. They will not be a separate shevet. Al shem acheyem yikoru b'nachalosam. On the name of their brothers, Menashe and Ephraim, they will be called with regard to their inheritance. Ephraim and Menashe will be their own shevet. But if you will have any more children, then they will fall into the category of either Ephraim shevet or Menashe shevet. Emes Yaakov asks, so which shevet will they be? Part of Ephraim or part of Menashe? And he says that Moshe had the choice, and he decided to place them into the shevet of Menashe. Since Menashe was a Bechor, he placed the rest of his children into Menashe's shevet. And he says in Parsha Shelach that we find over there a lashon of Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe. Why is Mate Yosef called Mate Menashe? And that Emes Yaakov says, since there are people from the shevet of Yosef that were included into the shevet of Menashe, which are the children which Yosef had after Menashe and Ephraim, they were included into the shevet of Menashe. That's why in Parashat Shelach it says a lashon of Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe, because there were people from shevet Yosef that were included into shevet Menashe. Va'ani and I, although I am being mashpiyayu, to bring me out of the land of Mitzrayim and bury me in the Maris Machpelah, I did not do this to your mother Rachel, and I know that you have hard feelings towards me concerning this. Bivoy mi Padan, when I returned from Padan, when I came back from Lavan's house, Mesa olai Rachel, Rachel died on me, Be'eretz Canaan baderech, in the land of Canaan on the road. Be'oid kivras eretz, lovay efrosa, when there was still kivras eretz, a measurement of land, 2,000 amos, lovay efrosa, to come and reach Ephros. Vo'ek b'rel shom b'derech Ephros. And I buried her over there on the road, on the way to Ephros. He Beis Lechem, which is on the way to Beis Lechem. I did not even bring her into the city of Beis Lechem, but rather I left her on the road. But you should know that this was al piyadibor. This was with the word of Hashem. Because in the future, when the Yidden will go to Golos, Nebuzaradan will put the Yidden into Golos. The Yidden will pass by this road. And Rachel will daven for her children. Rachel mevako al boneho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer her, v'shavu vanim legvulam, that the Yidden will return to their borders, they will return to Eretz Yisrael. So although, right now, it might not look so good that I buried her on the road, but this will be needed in the future, and it was al pi hadibur that I did this. V'yar Yisrael es b'nei Yosef, and Yaakov saw the children of Yosef. He wanted to bless them, but the Shekhinah went away from him. And he said, who are these? Where did these come from? that are not roi, that are unfit for bracha. Because Yaakov saw that from Ephraim will emerge Yeravam and Achav, two Rishoyim. And from Menashe will emerge Yehu and his children. So therefore, the Shechina went away from Yaakov, and he was not able to bless them. Vayomer Yosef el aviv, and Yosef said to his father, Bonaihem, these are my children, asher nosan li elikim bozeh, which Hashem gave me bozeh with this. Yosef thought that maybe the reason why the Shechina went away from Yaakov was because Yaakov thought that there was no real marriage between Asnas and Yosef. Therefore Yosef said, no, these children were children that were given to me bozeh, through this, through the Shtar Erisin, the document of marriage, and through the Shtar Ksuba, the document that is Mechayev Yosef to pay the monetary obligations to his wife. And Yosef was Mavakesh Rachamim. He asked Hashem to bring the Shechina back to Yaakov. Vayomar, and then Yaakov said, Kochem no Eli Vavorachem, take them to me, and I will bless them. The Shechina came back to Yaakov, and Yaakov was ready to bench Menashe and Ephraim. Zogt Rashi, Pasuk Chof Ches, Vayechi Yaakov, Loma Parsha Zusasuma. Why is this Parsha closed in? Why isn't there a space of 9 oisiyos between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi? We know that Parshas Vayigash and Vayechi are two separate Parshas, either because, like the Sisei Chachamim says, we have a Kabbalah from Ezra that they are two separate Parshas, or like the Maskil of David says, that it is obvious from the last Pasuk in Parshas Vayigash and the first Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi that they are two separate Parshas. Because at the end of Vayigash it says, Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim. And then it starts off Parshas Vayechi, Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Again, that Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim. If this was one Parsha, why do two consecutive psukim say the same thing? Elamai, it must be two separate Parshas, and that's why it has to repeat. When it starts off a new Parsha, it goes back a little bit concerning what it ended off in the Parsha before. So, Loma Parsha Zusasuma, why isn't there a space? Zakrashi, Lefisha Kivin, Shinifta Yaakov Avinu, since when Yaakov Avinu died, Nistimu, Einehem, Vilibam Shel Yisrael, the eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael were stuffed up, Mitzaras Hashibut, because of the suffering of the enslavement, Sheshilu L'Shabdom, because they started to work with them. Since they started to work with them, and the eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael were closed and stuffed up, that's why the Parsha is Nistam, and there is no space between the two Parshas. Maskil David asks, why does Rashi use a terminology of Tzaras HaShibud? When Yaakov died, there was Tzaras HaShibud. Why doesn't he say actual Shibud? And also, we know from Rashi in Parshas Va'era, that when Levi died was when the actual Shibud started. So why over here does it say that the Shibud started when Yaakov died? And he answers that the real Shibud actually started when Levi died. And there was only Tzaras HaShibud when Yaakov died. What is meant by Tzaras HaShibud? Maskil of David explains that if we look later on in the Parsha, we find that when Yaakov died, Yosef wanted to bury Yaakov in the land of Canaan. He needed permission from Paroi that he would be able to leave the land of Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says in Perek Nun, Pasuk Dalet, Vayidabe Yosef el beis Paroi lemor, Yosef spoke to the house of Paroi saying, Imno motzosi chen beinechem, if I find favor in your eyes, dabru no ba'oznei Paroi lemor, speak to Paroi saying, and ask Paroi if I can go bury my father in the land of Canaan. We see from this Pasuk that Yosef was not speaking directly to Paroi, but rather he asked Paroi's servants to go in for him and speak to Paroi. Yosef was the viceroy of Mitzrayim. He was the leader of Mitzrayim. Why couldn't he speak directly to Paroi? We see from here that once Yaakov died, there was already a change of attitude in the land of Mitzrayim. Yosef could not speak directly to Paroi anymore. Also, we find that when the Mitzrayim and the Shvatim went up to Eretz Yisrael to bury Yaakov, the Pasuk says that the Mitzrayim went first. They did not allow the Shvatim to go ahead of them. We see the change of attitude in Mitzrayim. Although these were the children of Yaakov Avinu, once Yaakov died, the attitude of the Mitzrayim was totally different toward Yosef and the brothers. That is what is meant by Rashi, Tzores HaShibud. Once Yaakov died, There was not actual shibud. That took place when Levi died. But there was saras hashibud, a change of attitude in Mitzrayim. Zogt Rashi, dover acher, shebikesh legalasek esakets, levonov, v'nista mimenu. Yaakov wanted to tell and reveal the end, to reveal when Mashiach will come to his children. But that was closed and hidden from him. That's why this parsha is also nistam. Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lomos. Rashi is bothered by the lashon of Vayikruvu Yimei. So Rashi, Kol Misha Nema by Kreva Lomos. Whenever a terminology of Kreva Lomos is used, Lahigia Limei Avoisav, it means he did not reach the days of his father, he did not live as long as his father. Yitzchak Chai Kuf Pei, V'Yakov Kuf Mem Zayin. Yitzchak lived 180, Yaakov lived 147. And also B'David Nema Kreva. By David it also says, V'Yikruvu Yimei, his days came close. Aviv Chai Tav Shonim, V'Hu Chai Ayin. His father Yishai lived 400 years, David lived 70. That's why it says, a lashon of V'Yikruvu Yimei. V'Yikruvu Livnoi Li Yosef, and he called to his son to Yosef. Rashi is bothered, why does it say Livnoi and also Li Yosef? So Rashi, he called to his son who had the ability to do something about it. Who did he call to? To Yosef. Simna yadcha, place your hand under my thigh, and swear to me. Yaakov wanted to be mashpia Yosef with a chevish shel mitzvah, with the bris milah, just like his grandfather Avram did when he was mashpia Eliezer. Although over there in Parshas Chayesar, Rashi says two reasons why Avram was Mashbia Eliezer with a bris milah. Because it was mitzvah Rishon Eloi, it was the mitzvah that he was commanded, and also it was a mitzvah that came through great tsar. He did a bris milah at the age of 99. Both of these reasons do not apply to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was not commanded the mitzvah of bris milah, and Yaakov Avinu was not gemalit at the age of 99, but rather at the age of 8 days. He did not have the same tsar as Avram Avinu. So why did he also want to be mashbia Yosef with the bris milah? Mizrahi learns that even though the reasons did not apply, he wanted to do what his grandfather did, just like Avram used the chevet shel bris milah, he also wanted to use the same chevet shel mitzvah, even without the reasons. Chesed ve'emes, zakrashi. Chesed she'oisin imameisim hu chesed shelemes. A kindness that is done with a dead person is a kindness with which is truthful. She'einu mitzafel atashlum gemul. Because one does not look forward for reciprocation since he is doing this with a dead person. Although we find that Yosef did get a reward for offering to bury Yaakov in the land of Canaan, like we see further on in Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Chaf Beis, where Yaakov gave him the city of Shechem as a burial, Vani nosati lecho Shechem achar alachecho. Still, it is considered a chesed shel emes, because he was not mitzapel atashlum gemul. He was not expecting reciprocation. It was something that Yaakov gave him, and Yosef was not expecting it. So therefore, it still can be considered a chesed shel emes. Al nosik bereini b'Mitzrayim, do not bury me in Mitzrayim. Seifa liyos aforakinim, because at the end, by the makos, the earth and the soil of Mitzrayim will become full of lice. Umerachashim tachas gufi, and they will creep under my body. V'she'in meisi chutz lorez chayim, and people who die in chutz lorez will not live by tchias ha-meisim, ela b'tzar gilgul mechilos, only through the pain of rolling through caves from chutz lorez to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the third reason, v'shelo yasuni Mitzrayim avodes alilim, in order that the Mitzrayim should not make me into a god. Why would they make Yaakov into a god? Because it was when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the hunger stopped. And therefore Yaakov was afraid that the Mitzrayim would make him into a avodah zara. The Mefarshim explained that each one of these reasons have a kasha on it, and that's why Rashi brings down another reason. Concerning the reason of aforakinim, Yaakov did not want the lice to creep under his body. Yosef could have buried him in an iron coffin. This way, the kinim would have no effect on him. Concerning the teretz, that ein meisei chutz la'aretz chayim ela b'tzar gilgul mechilos, that the only way people get up in chutz la'aretz by tchias ha'meisim is only through rolling through graves underground. Yaakov could have been taken out of Mitzrayim many years later, when all the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Then, just like Yosef's bones were taken out, Yaakov could have been taken out. and he would not have to roll through the underground caves by Tchias HaMesim. Why did he have to be taken out of Mitzrayim at this point? And on the third terrace there is a kasha, v'shelo yasuni Mitzrayim avodah zarah. They could have made Yaakov's funeral a very quiet funeral and hid the Mokom Kvurasoi, the place where he was buried. This way nobody would know where he was buried and nobody would be able to worship him. So on each one of these answers, we have a kasha, and that's why Rashi brings down all three. Vishochafti im avoisai. Why is there a vav on the word vishochafti? Vav zu mechuber lamala litchilas hamikra. This vav is attaching pasuk lamed to the pasuk earlier when it says simna yod chatachas yerechi vishavali and swear to me. Vani soifi lishkav im avoisai. Why am I telling you to swear to me? Because my end will be that I will die. And you will carry me from Mitzrayim. So the pasuk v'shochafti is attached to simna yod chatachas yerechi. Place your hand under my thigh and swear to me, because v'shochafti ma'voisai, because I will die, and I want you to take me out of Mitzrayim and bury me in their burial place. V'ein loymar v'shochafti ma'voisai. You shall not translate the words v'shochafti ma'voisai hashkiveni ma'voisai b'ma'ora. Lie me with my fathers in a cave, which means bury me. Sharik siv acharov. The pasuk says right afterwards, unisasani mi mitzrayim ukvartani bikvurasam. So the pasuk says bury me in their burial place. So what does vishochafti im avoisai mean? It must mean death. We find all over the lashon of shchiva im avoisav, lying with one's fathers. It means gvia, death. It is not referring to the burial. Kamoi, like the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Vayishkav David im avoisav, Vayikover be'ir David. So it says Vayikover be'ir David, that is the burial. So what does it mean, Vayishkav David im avoisav? That means that David died. Vayishtachu Yisrael, why did Yaakov bow down to Yosef? Tala be'idnei sagadle, a fox, in the time that you need him, you bow down to him. And since Yaakov needed Yosef to bury him in the land of Canaan, Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. Arosh Hamita, hafach atzmoi letzad hashchina. He turned himself towards the Shechina. Mikan Amru, from here they say, shashchina lemala mirashosef shalchoyle. The Shechina is above the head of a sick person. Really, Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. But since Yosef was his son, he turned toward the Shechina, which was above the head of the Chayla. In Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef had a dream that the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to him. The sun was referring to Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov in the future will bow down to Yosef. If you look in Parshas Vayigash, you will not see Beferish in the Pasuk that Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. If you look in Yonasan ben Uziel, Perek Memvov, Pasuk Choftes, when Yaakov and Yosef met, Yonasan ben Uziel says, "V'kodom de'ish demoidei avoy." Before Yaakov, his father, noticed that this was Yosef, his son, segadle Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. So although the pasuk does not say it, Yonasan ben Uziel throws in that encounter, that Yaakov bowed down to Yosef before he noticed and before he realized that this was his son. But Chizkuni learns that the fulfillment of this dream took place in our pasuk over here. Vayishtachu Yisrael, Yaakov bowed down to Yosef, although turning toward the Rosh Hamita, toward the Shechina, which was Lamala Mirash Yosef Shalchoyla. Davar Acher, another pshat Rashi learns, Al Rosh Hamita, Al Shahoysa Mitasa Shlema, since his bed was complete, V'loi Hoya Bar Rosha, and there was not one Rosha in his family, among his children, Shahari Yosef Melechu, Yosef was a king, V'oid, and furthermore, Shenishba Lemin Hagoyim, he was captured by the nations, V'hari Hu Oymed Bitzitkoi, and still, he was Oymed Bitzitkoi, he was still a tzaddik. All his shvatim were tzaddikim, even Yosef. Vayishtachu Yisrael, Yaakov bowed down to Hashem al Rosh Hamita because his bed was complete. There are two questions we can ask on this Rashi. First of all, what is the order that Rashi says Melechu v'oy shenishba lebein hagoyim? Yosef was a king, and also he was captured by the nations. First, really, he was nishba lebein hagoyim, and then he was a melech. So why does Rashi say it in the reverse order? Secondly, why was it only now that Yaakov realized that his mita was complete and that Yosef was Omad B'tzidkoi? Was it only after Yosef was willing to swear to Yaakov that he would bury him in the land of Canaan that Yaakov realized that Yosef was a tzaddik? Yaakov was living in Mitzrayim for 17 years. Didn't he realize that his son was a tzaddik and was Omad B'tzidkoi? If you look in the Sefer Derech Sicha from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he answers the second question like this. He brings down a psikta that says that although Yaakov was in Mitzrayim for 17 years, Yosef did not hang around Yaakov because Yosef did not want to speak to Yaakov concerning how he was sold. He was afraid that Yaakov might ask him all the details of the Mechira, and Yosef did not want to tell Yaakov this information. Therefore, Yosef avoided Yaakov during these 17 years, and Yaakov did not really get to know Yosef until Yosef came and swore to him that he would bury him in the land of Canaan. It was only then that Yaakov really saw that he was Omad B'tzidkoi. Zot Rashi weiter, Vayomel Yosef, and he said to Yosef, who told Yosef? Echad min hamagidim. One of the messengers told Yosef that his father Yaakov was sick. V'harezeh mikra kotzer. It is an abbreviated pasuk. It does not say who the magid was. V'yeshoimim, some say Ephraim hayerogil lefnei Yaakov b'talmud. Ephraim was often before Yaakov learning together with him. And when Yaakov became sick in the land of Goshen, Holech Ephraim ate a lovev. Ephraim went to his father Yosef, to Mitzrayim, Lahagidloi, to tell him. And the pasuk says, Vayomer Yosef, it is referring to Ephraim who told Yosef. Vayikach eshnei vonov imoy, and Yosef took his two sons with him, kedei sheyavorchem Yaakov l'snei Moisei, in order that Yaakov should bless them before he dies. Vayagid liYaakov, hamagid liYaakov. The magid told Yaakov, "V'lo pirish me," and the pasuk does not say who the magid was. V'harba mikrois kitzrei lashon, and many psukim are abbreviated and do not tell us who did it and who said it. V'yischazik Yisrael, Omar. Yaakov said, "Afal pishu bini," even though Yosef is my son, melechu, he is still a king. Achalik leKavod, I will give him honor. Mikan shecholkin kavod l'malchus. From here we see that one has to give honor to a king. V'chein Moshe cholik kavod l'malchus. Moshe gave kavod to Paroi. V'yerducho avedecha ele elai. All your servants will come down to me. Moshe did not say that you, Paroi, will come down running to me, but rather all your servants will come to me, because he was cholik kavod to Paroi. V'chein, and also Elio gave kavod to Achov. Vayishanes Masnov, he girded his loins and ran before the Rasha Achav. And we see over here that not only does one have to give kavod to a Jewish king, Yosef, but even to a Goyish king, Paroi. And not only to a Goyish king, but even to a Yisrael Mumar, a Jewish king who went off the derech like Achav. That's what Maskel David says, why Rashi has to bring down all three rayas. Unisaticho lekal amim, Bisraini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed me, Shasidim Loseis Mimenu, that I am destined to have Oid Kal Vahamim, another Kahal and Amim. V'af al pisha Omar li Goy Ukal Goyim, even though he said to me, three Lashonois, Goy, Kahal and Goyim, Goy Omar li al Binyamin. Goy was referring to Binyamin who was not yet born. Kahal Goyim Harishnaim, Kahal Goyim are another two. Levad mi Binyamin, besides for Binyamin. V'shuv loy noila li Ben. And I did not have any more children. Lamadni, this teaches me, she'osid echad mishivtai lecholik, that one of my shvatim will be divided. Biata oisa matona ani noisin loch. And now, this present I am giving to you. Your shevet Yosef will be divided into two. Hanoilodim lecho ad boye lecho, lifnei boye lecho, the ones that were born to you in Mitzrayim before I came to Mitzrayim. Kiloima, this means to say, Shenoldu mishiparashtimi many, Achebosi Eslecho. They were born to you from the time that you separated from me until the time that I came down to Mitzrayim. Lihem, these two will be mine. Bechezben Shar Bonehem, in the total of the rest of my children, they will be counted. Litoil Chelek Ba'oretz Ishkenegdoi, to take a portion in Eretz Yisrael, each one like his counterpart. If you, Yosef, will have any more children, they will not be included in the number of my children. They will be included in the Shvatim of Ephraim and Menashe. They will not have their own name as their own Shevet, concerning the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. Although Eretz Yisrael was divided according to the number of heads, like the Pasuk says, L'rav tarbu nachalosoi, a bigger shevet got a bigger portion. V'chol ish v'ish natal b'shava. Chutz min ha-becharim, every person took an equal amount, except for the becharim, who got double. So therefore, it would not make a difference whether one was part of the shevet of Ephraim or Menashe, or part of their own shevet. They would get the same amount, the same chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the difference? Mikol makom la-nikro shvatim ela elu. These 12 will be called Shvatim, and nobody else. Lahatil Gerul Haaretz, in order to cast the lottery for portions in Eretz Yisrael. Leminyan Shemos HaShvatim, to know how many Shvatim there are. V'nasi l'chol Shevet, v'shevet. And concerning every Shevet had a Nasi, only these 12 will have a Nasi. With the Golem Lezeh Ulezeh, and a flag for each Shevet, there will only be 12. So concerning the size and the portion of land that each person would get, it would not make a difference. But concerning how many Shvatim there were, how many Nesiim there were, how many Degolim there were, that would make a difference because there will only be 12. Vani bevoy mipadam, zok Rashi, v'haf al pishani matriach olecho, lohi nicheni, lihi kaveh be'eretz Kanaan, although I am troubling you to take me to be buried in the land of Canaan, to the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, v'lekacho sisi le'imcho. And I did not do so to your mother Rachel, Shari Mesa, somuch le'beis lechem, because she died on the road near Beis Lechem. Kivras Eretz Zakrashi, Midas Eretz, a measurement of land, Nehem Alpayim Amo, and this is 2,000 Amos, Kimidas Tchum Shabbos, like the measurement of Tchum Shabbos, the amount of room, the amount of space that a person is allowed to walk on Shabbos. Kedivir Rav Moshe Hadashin, this is how Rav Moshe Hadashin learns the word Kivras, it is a measurement of 2,000 Amos. Zakrashi v'loy toimar, you shall not say that the reason why I did not bury her in Chevroim was she'ikfu olai geshamim, because rain prevented me milohilicho lekavra b'chevroim, from taking her and burying her in Chevroim. Esag ridhaya, it was the dry season, she'horez chalula umenukeves kekivra, when the land has holes in it from the plowing, like a sieve. And that's the lashon of kivras eretz. The earth was like a kivra. And still I did not take her and bury her in Chevroin. V'ayek b'rei ha-sham, and I buried her over there on the road. V'loy ho'ilach ticha afilu le-beis lechem, and I did not bring her into the city of Beis Lechem, la'achnisa la'oretz, to bring her into the settled portion of the land. V'yodati sheish b'libcholai, and I know that you have in your heart hard feelings towards me concerning this. Avodalacha, you shall know, shall piadibur kivati Hashem, that I buried her over there according to the word of Hashem, shetehe le'ezra lebaneho, in order that she should be a help for her children, kishiyagala oisam nivuzaradin, when nivuzaradin will place the yidden into galus, vehoyu oivrim derech sham, and they will pass that road. Yatzis Rachel akivra, and Rachel will come out on her grave, uboiche, and cry, umivakeshes aleim rachamim, and ask mercy from Hashem concerning Klai Yisrael. Shenema, like the pasuk says, koil beroma nishma, a voice will be heard in the heights. Vakodesh Baruch Hu meishiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer Rachel, yesh tzachar lefulaseichnu Hashem, there will be schar for your work. Hashem answers Rachel, v'shavu vanim ligvulam, and the Yidden, her children, will return to their borders, to their land. V'ongelis tergum, and Ongelis explains the word kivras aretz, kiruv aro, a plowing of the land, kedei shir charishas yoim. It is a measurement of a day's plowing. V'oimar ani shohei lohem ketzef, I say that they had a certain set amount, which they would call a day's plowing. Kedamrino, like the Gemara says, Kruv Vitani, he plowed and plowed again. And also, Kmoidamasik Tala Mibe Karva, like the fox brings up soil from the plowed field. So we see over here that Rashi brings down three pshatim in what the word Kivras Oretz means. Rav Moshe HaDarshan learns Kibras Oretz is a measurement of land. Alpayim Amo, the measurement of 2,000 Amos. Rashi also brings down the word Kivras means Kivra, a strainer. It was the spring season, the time when the earth is plowed and has holes in it like a sieve. And still, although it was nice weather, Yaakov did not bury Rochel in Hebron, but rather on the side of the road. And then Rashi brings down from Unkelis that the word Kivras is from the Lashon of Kruv. It means a day's plowing. Rashi in Parashas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Tezayin, also brings down three pshatim in the word Kivras Aretz. Rashi there also brings down the pshat he mentioned over here, that the word Kivras Aretz is from the Lashon of Kivra, a sieve, and the Pasuk is telling us that it was the spring season, and still Yaakov did not bury Rachel in the land of Hebron. But over there, he brings it down as a separate pshat, Vagodah. He brings it down as an Agodah. Mashenkin over here, he seems to incorporate it into Rav Moshe HaDarshan's pshat. If you look at Rashi over here, it says, Kedivra Rav Moshe HaDarshan, and then he just says, V'loy toimah she'okfor alai geshomim. He does not say that this is a separate Agodah, a separate pshat. It almost seems like it's included in the pshat of Rav Moshe HaDarshan. Also, concerning Rav Moshe HaDarshan's pshat, Rashi says that Rav Moshe HaDarshan learns that it is a measurement of land. How much is this measurement? Alpayim Amo. Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach says, Va'omer ani shehu shem midas karka kimoy mahalach parsa o yoiser. Over there he says his own pshat, and he says it is a measurement of land, but not 2,000 amas. He says parsa o yoiser. Rashi over there brings down a pshat that he does not mention over here, which is the pshat of Menachem, who learns the word Kivras from Lashon of Kabir, that there was a lot of land still ahead of them before they reached Ephras. And in Parshas Vayechi, he brings down a pshat that is not mentioned in Parshas Vayishlach. He mentions Targum's pshat that Kivras is from Lashon of Kiruv, a day's plowing. So we have to know how these two Rashis fit exactly with each other. Zot Rashi Vayar Yisrael es Bnei Yosef Bikesh Levorchem. Yaakov wanted to bless them. V'nistalko Shechina Mimenu, but the Shechina went away from him. Lefi She'os Yerovam VaAchav Lotzeis MeEfrayim. Since two Rishoyim, Yerovam and Achav, will emerge from Ephraim. V'Yehu Uvanu MiMenashe, and Yehu and his children from Menashe. Therefore, the Shechina went away from him. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Mi Eile Mehechon Yosu Elu She'enam Ruuyin LeBracha. From where did these come out from that are unfit for bracha? And Yosef answered, Bozeh, Hera lo shtar erisin ushtar ksuba. He showed him his shtar erisin and his shtar ksuba. Ubikesh Yosef rachamim aladover. And Yosef asked for mercy concerning this. Benocha olav ruach hakodesh. And the ruach hakodesh came back to Yaakov Avinu. V'ayim b'sefer maskil David, who asks, how does Rashi know that Yosef got married with shtar erisin, with a shtar? We know Ha'isha Niknes Bisholish Drachim, Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. So how does Rashi know that Yosef got married with Shtar? Maybe he got married with Kesef or Bia. Zok Rashi, Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Kochim no Eli Vavarachem, take them to me and I will bless them. Zeu Shomar Kosov, this is what the Pasuk says in Oshea, V'anoichi Tirgalti Lefrayim, Kochim Alzroisov. Zok Rashi, Tirgalti Ruchi B'Yaakov, I HaKadosh Baruch Hu have returned and led back my spirits, my Shechina to Yaakov, Bishvil Ephraim, because of Yosef, who is called Ephraim, as Maskil David explains. Because of Yosef, who is called Ephraim, who was Mevakesh Rachamim, that I should return my Shechina to Yaakov, Ad Shelokchon Alzroisov, until Yaakov brought them back to his hands, and he gave the brachos to Ephraim and Menashe.